Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to downtown Beijing, to the Dongcheng district near the Forbidden City and Tiananmen Square. That is where many of the traditional Hutong neighbourhoods have been spared the wrecking ball and remain among the most atmospheric places to explore in the city. There is also a thriving new culinary scene in the district, driven by young creative entrepreneurs who are thoughtfully renovating old courtyard homes and turning them into cafes, restaurants and microbreweries. Monocle's Justin Bergman gets a tour of the Hutongs from Zhang Yuche, a guide with the Beijing tour company Lost Plate.
This Hutong is called Shan Lao Hutong. It's related to a very special person in history in China. Have you heard of eunuch?
No.
Eunuch is actually a man who has been castrated.
Yes, I've heard of.
and being sent to the royal family because his original family is too poor to afford him. Their relationship to the emperor is very close. So if the officers, they want to get a promotion, they have to send some money to the eunuch so the eunuch can say something good about the officers to the emperor.
Ah.
And so this eunuch used this way to get a lot of money, and he bought the whole Hutong area. Can you imagine how rich he was?
Really?
Yeah.
So why have these old neighborhoods been saved? Because much of Beijing, old neighborhoods have been torn down.
So after they torn down a lot of Hutong areas, then the government realized they should protect the tradition of Beijing, this small area.
So this small area has been saved and it's protected.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And the price here is super expensive right now.
So can you tell me the name of the place? Where are we going?
The restaurant is in Chinese. It's called Ma Shi Men Ding Rou Bing. And it's in English, maybe it's a restaurant selling the doornail meat buns.
The buns just arrived and they look like they've been baked or deep fried. How do they make them?
They're fried.
Yeah.
So inside, what do we have?
The inside is made of beef and onion. So it can, and all the buns are fresh made, so it can be very, very hot and very juicy inside.
Okay.
Maybe you can split it from the top to start eating.
So let some of the steam out first. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So we just took the bicycles from the hotel and wound through these little lanes, and I'm glad I was following you because I had no idea where I was going. It's just these tiny, narrow little alleyways with these low-slung buildings, very traditional courtyard homes, gray tile roofs. It's quite ancient. It just feels amazing to be back there. And the bicycles, I love it. So we just got to the barbecue restaurant, and what's the name of this place? And tell me a little bit about it.
Mm-hmm. This is the Mongolian barbecue restaurant, and it has been in Beijing for 30 years, and it's known as the best Mongolian barbecue in town. So you can see how popular it is. There are still a lot of customers are waiting outside, and there are also more than 5 tables. They are just eating outside the restaurants. Yeah.
So what are people eating here, and what's it known for?
All the famous restaurants in Beijing, they are famous for the flavors. Yeah, and for these restaurants, the most special thing is the sauce for the barbecue. After they cook the food on the plate, they will dip the food inside the sauce the restaurant specially made, and that is kind of the secret recipe for these restaurants. Yeah.
So let's see if we can get her attention. Maybe she'll talk to us, the owner.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. 你好.
So can you tell us, what's your name?
你叫什么名字?
Oh, 我姓张, 叫张威凤.
Okay. And is your restaurant this busy every night?
您的餐厅每天晚上都这么忙吗?
对。 天天晚上都这么忙.
So business is good.
我们这个餐厅已经26年了.
So can you ask her, what is the secret to her sauce? Will she share her secret with us?
Of course. 阿姨，那个您的这个就是那个蘸那些烤肉的那个调料。 有什么秘诀吗？能不能跟那个跟我们的记者讲一下？
嗯，这个调料我们是祖传秘方的，祖传的，这是还真不能讲，但是非常都是绿色的，非常环保的东西。
嗯。She said this recipe is, she got the recipe from her ancestors. The auntie said the recipe is coming from the Qing dynasty, from her family, and then they just make it better, adjust to the customers recently.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. 谢谢阿姨。
谢谢，谢谢，
谢谢。
So this little hutong we're walking into now is called...And this has a lot of shops and restaurants and cafes and bars, right?
Yeah, it's one of the most popular hutong in Beijing. You can see a lot of shops and restaurants and some tea house in this area.
Okay, so we just got to the brewery, and can you tell me what this place is?
It's an Arrow Factory Brewery.
Okay.
And the brewery is named after the hutong as well, because the hutong is called Arrow Factory Hutong, and this area is used to be a place to make the arrows.
Okay, so how long ago was that?
Oh, that's quite a long time, I think. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm standing here with...
Jeanette.
Hi, Jeanette.
Hey.
And so you work here at the brewery.
Sure.
You also live in the neighborhood.
I do, yeah.
Okay, so how long have you been here?
I've been in China for 2.5 years, but I've been in the neighborhood for a little bit over a year and a half.
Okay, and what do you love about living in this hutong area?
Perfect, yeah. The hutongs are fantastic. It's like this really nice, you know, entrance to China. You see, every day I see, you know, people walking around with their dogs or in their pajamas. I see people playing mahjong. I see my neighbors kind of getting into fights with each other because you're in this really intimate environment. Every morning, because I get up really early for work, on the other side of town, I see neighbors like carrying chamber pots out to the public restrooms because the public restrooms are still widely used in parts of this area. It's like a really communal living area in the midst of a really giant Asian city full of people.
And so what kind of beers do you guys make here? Can you give me kind of like an overview of what you have?
Sure. So Will and Thomas are our brewers, and they brew basically English style ales mostly, but we have like a pretty diverse portfolio. So they do Belgians, and we've got pale ales, and we really like doing IPAs, I guess. They like hops and stuff. A whole diverse scene, so dark to light, something for kind of everybody in between. We've had a sour on. Right now we have a barley wine. So they're always trying out new things, but we have some kind of staples that keep around. So, yeah, it's a pretty good thing.
And where are the guys from?
Will is from England, the UK, and then Thomas is Swedish.
Okay, well, I'm going to go in and try some.
Yeah, yay!
Thank you for that.
Great, welcome. Welcome to...
Okay, so she actually gave me that IPA to go in coffee cup so that I could take it outside and sit in the hutong because it's actually a beautiful night, and I'd rather just watch the people going past. So I'm going to sign off from here. For Monocle in Beijing, I'm Justin Bergman.
Zhang Yuji was our guide for Beijing's Dongcheng district. She spoke to Monocle's Justin Bergman. This has been episode number 33 of Food Neighborhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippim. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.